Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth, who keep it truth forever, and who never forsakes the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing Psalter number 215, stanzas 1 through 4. O come, my people, to my law. Attentively give ear with willing heart and teachable the words of wisdom here. 215, the four first stanzas.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading is out of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26, first we read the Ten Commandments. And God spake all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor than the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them. I made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far into all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead man shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also will disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Thus far the reading of the scriptures. We have to remember in prayer congregation Mrs. Mary Ann Klok, who has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Mrs. Ada Maljas, who returned home from the hospital yesterday after receiving thyroid surgery on Tuesday. And the extra collection today is for the disaster fund designated for the Rock Valley flood relief. Let us try to seek the Lord's countenance in prayer. Lord, together we are at the place of worship on the first day of the week, and then coming to listen what the Spirit has to say unto the churches. Spared hitherto in the week that lays behind us, but then also in such a week can happen much. And one announcement can have such an impact for the rest of our life. We are all vulnerable. We are all of the day, even of the hour. And when we have to close our eyes here, then we shall open them in eternity. Because it is appointed to man once to die, and then afterwards that judgment. And that concerns the whole world, from east to west, and from north to south. That will start with Adam, and that will finish when the last one is born, when the end is there. Oh, it has pleased thee to plant thy church in this part of the world. As many years ago, they came from the old country and could not find satisfaction in what they tried to hear on the Lord's Day. It was more or less a disappointment, and that caused them to start in a living room even. But with the true doctrine, and with the two or three gathered in thy name, and if we then may look today, first outwardly, the growth and the increase, our school, our churches, but thou knowest also how it is at the inside. And then we all need a new heart. We need that great, great change in man's life. Regeneration, verily. Verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into that kingdom of heaven. But Lord, that entrance is thy work. May we then lay them all before thee, who have not yet made that entrance, who are then still living for their own account. And we do not know if we will hear after this sermon one more, can be the last day and the last Sabbath day, that we may hear it or preach it. Oh, wilt thou grant the listening ear and an attentive heart, that may be opened, as it is so nice in the Bible, of that business lady, Lydia, of whom we read not so much about her business, but the thing way more important, that the Lord opened her heart. That was one thing, and the first thing. And then the next thing that she gave attention to, the preaching of thy servant. She was there already, but that attention came. She did not take that with her. And that is for us the same. That is a gift and a great one. The true attention. Oh, grant it to our children, our dear boys and dear girls. Help the parents in the bringing up with all the complications of it. There is so much competition, but that they realize the baptized forehead of these dear children. Oh, will thou work in the young hearts, but also in growing up our adults. Will thou give them what is necessary for daily life, but also for their young heart too. Oh, who can tell? Or thou will use them later in thy service when we think about our young men, as from time to time we may see that they are added to the consistories, and who can tell? Or they are called to preach thy word. Let it be our supplication. Remember thy church, but also thy people among us. Thou knowest most exactly who and whom and where. O Lord, that it may happen. By the preaching that there is an increase of that number and a decrease for Satan. Will thou take away what is in the way in speaking and in listening? Give to thy dear ones the increase of that true saving faith. Will thou give them that they shall be more and more dependent upon thee, the Lord, and the older they may become, the more they get to learn their blindness, their foolishness, their ignorance, and how stubborn they still are. But it is all from the old man. And if that new life belonging to that new man, when that is exercised, and that is not for hours, that are just moments, but then they have a longing to be with thee, the Lord. Will thou remember the cases of sickness in the congregation? Also that mother who got that message, a difficult one, a heavy one. But in thy providence, Lord, that it may drive her out to thee, and that is just a cry and a sigh. Thou art a wonder-doing God. Remember her bodily, but also spiritually, and also with what is near and dear unto her. And remember others in the congregation who know about such a message. Oh, remember us with the brothers, elders, and deacons too. Grant and prayer for one another. Be with thy church worldwide. Help our students that it may happen from time to time, as it was also given this year, that others are added to it, and then knowing that it is from thee, the Lord, which is so important. Will thou so be with us also this morning? Help, Lord, to preach thy word. Take away what is as a hindrance in speaking or in listening. Help the brothers, elders, and deacons with their minister, that they shall serve faithfully in the congregation, doing the things according to the form of our installation. 'Tis such a privilege that thou hast given, that they may go into these ways and through these ways to visit the people, to have the meetings, and to belong to that church militant. If that is our place here, then we will later on receive a place in the church triumphant. And there will no inhabitant will say, I am sick. There is forgiveness of sin. And there is an expectation which shall not become a disappointment. Oh, then we read that the half was not yet told her. Will thou so be with us in this hour? Grant, O Lord, that here or there an arrow may be driven into the heart. And then we read that there is gladness in heaven among the holy angels. All that it may happen. Grant, and also, when they are listening on a distance, wherever that may be, that also thou will work in those hearts as well. For Jesus Christ's sake, which is our only pleading ground, who is at the right hand of thee, the Father, and whom thou hearest alway. Amen. Let us continue by singing number 123, the three stanzas. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within. And what follows, 123, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. And in the meantime, your offering will be received. The extra collection today is for the disaster fund designated for the Rock Valley flood relief. The congregation, remember them. It was once our congregation too, and they are in trouble. Beloved congregation, the flood of 1953 took away almost 2,000 lives. We do remember that the water was in the towns and the cities, and that there was also of God's children. If I mention the name of that elder and God-fearing child of God, Lane Potapple, and more of them, they also drowned in that flood, which was very hard, that the Lord took away also in that judgment his children. And for them, although through a difficult way, a relief. But if we are not prepared, and for how many was that true? It happened, as you know, that God's children were also involved in it. And that was then my own grandfather from father's side, that through the gathers of six houses, they all came to his floor. About 20, 30 people. And they say, pray, pray. Yeah. It was rising, and he could not pray right away. But a couple minutes later, he says, I shall try. And the Lord gave him prayer. Instantly. And he said, Amen. He opened his eyes. He says, you can stand there close to the stairs, and it will not come higher than one step lower as the floor here. And that happened, congregation. It was climbing and climbing, and then we speak about the whole province and a part of South Holland, and it stops with that last step. And he says, now we shall sing. And that is in the, that is of Dating. I grew up with Dating in Zeeland. Al de grote waterstromen zijn hier over mij gegaan en mij over het hoofd gekomen, maar gij hebt mij bijgestaan. All the streams went over my head, but thou hast kept me, if I translate that a little bit liberal. And it happened that it did not come on that floor. And then he says, now we sing, but there was the emotions, they could not sing. He was the only one. Och, congregation, the Lord. He brings his own people and their cases. He brings that always to test. And then they are also dependent. And he was. But then it became not his case, but the Lord's case. And if he brings his people there, then they are inconvincible. Then you can never receive anything different as the way that the Lord is going with them. And then he shows his power in the life of his people. Do we know something of that? It has not always to be a flood. It can also be that you have to go for surgery. Can be that your land is too wet, or you have disappointments as a foreigner. And what then? Yeah, you talk to one another. That's not forbidden. But is it not better to go into your inner chamber and to unburden yourself for that holy being. Is that not a place where we have to be brought children of the Lord time and again? Well, that is also this morning, with the help of the Lord, our text. Isaiah chapter 26, the last two verses, the verses 20 and 21. So Isaiah 26, the verses 20 and 21. There we read in the Holy Scriptures, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain." Thus far. Our theme of that Isaiah 26, verse 20-21, our theme, Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation. I repeat the theme, Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation. Let us notice, in regard to this command, first, from whom? Secondly, unto whom? And the third and last point, toward God honoring and soul saving, and it is given. So again, Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation. Then let us notice, in regard to this command, first, from whom? It says, "Come, my people," verse 20. Well, that is the Lord speaking. "Enter thou into thy chamber, and shut thy doors about thee." So when we say come, the second point, first point, from whom, the second point, unto whom. Come, my people, that are then, we think, the people of Israel. As it was the time of Isaiah, and it is true, it was first the Jew, but my people, that means that are them the Lord's children, that are them children who have a new heart, that are the converted ones, my people. So when it says, "From whom and to whom, enter thou into thy chambers," the Lord speaks to his people, "and shut thy doors about thee." That belongs already to the third point, toward God honoring and soul saving, and it is given, because they have to enter into their chambers and to shut the doors about them. "Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast." And then it is more explained in verse 21 by the word "for." "Behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity." You do not read the country, you do not read the city, it says the inhabitants of the earth. That means, congregation, that he governs the whole world. And you can know that there are places and cities and countries where millions times millions are just living. Let us eat and let us drink, because tomorrow we die. There is no doctrine, or there is no doctrine anymore. And it is today not other places. There are not many places where it has never been. It is almost done in that respect. Think about mission. So when it says, and then the time of Isaiah, come my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, where we say, from whom? It is of course the Lord. But it goes also further in the time, the history of the church, until today. Because the Lord still today has his people. Oh? How do you know that? Well, we are a congregation. We are set apart. We have baptized foreheads. We have the Bible, Old and New Testament, and we have office bearers who visit us, and especially that visit is to find out if I am involved in that, my people. And boys and girls, you know that. And also graduates, you will have, going more into the community, you will have to take your place here or there. And take care that they like you. Maybe not your religion, but that they say their business is as an example for my whole company. It's very important. And now when he says to his church, through the prophecy of Isaiah, the Lord says, I come with my judgments. That's why the doors have to be shut. And you have to hide yourself for a little moment. Because there comes indignation. Who? Where? The Lord's indignation. Why? Because the trampling by millions upon his commandments. Just living for what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and whereby shall we be clothed. Do not forget that you live in a country where you have millions fellow citizens traveling to eternity who don't have the understanding of the scriptures. In many cases, who don't have a Bible. So let us never underestimate the great value of having the Bible in our language, and not only the written Bible, but also the preached Bible. When we had our 4 years in Rotterdam, and then you had not the first day trial sermon. It takes a couple years before you have your trial sermon. And a trial sermon, that is, that you go to the church, was just a few steps. And then your teachers and fellow students are there, and you are on the pulpit. And you have to preach for 20, 25 minutes. Then you go back to the school, and then each one need to give his comments upon that short sermon. And I mention his name with respect, he's gone. The later event here was always managing that. And he was always the last one to give his comments. And then it was not about what you have said, but what you have not said. He says, I did not hear about this, about that. That is in the text, but I did not hear it, boy. And then he read with you again that text. And then he put things out of that text. I laid that on the table. See, that is now in the text. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, now I see it. Yeah, but he says, you need to see that without me. You need to see that with the Lord. O congregation, when we say Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation, when something happens in a country or a province, there can be as much damage. Think about business-wise, farming-wise, the weather is different as I need, and so on and so on. And then, yeah, you have your colleagues, your neighbors, and you are standing there too as a farmer or businessman. But yet you are not so close to them. Why not? Enter thou into thy chambers. Farmers, mothers, teachers, pupils, do you have an inner chamber? Is that an expensive house? No, it can be a barn. It can be a truck. Enter thou into thy chambers. Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation. Then first let us notice in regard to this command, from whom? Who is saying that, come, my people? That is the Lord saying through his prophet. He is the instrument. And then, from whom, unto whom, my people. And, you know that, you have so many churches. That is all. That are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And if you have the opportunity and the freedom, then you will understand that the brother and sister language is different as how we see it and do it. My people, and I hate to say it, but how often do you hear that? Oh my God. Well, that is something. That can give you an opportunity, maybe not at that moment, but that later I say, I need to talk to you. And if then you are allowed, and the Lord helps you to explain what that means, that, oh my God, that you say, boy, we lost him already. Did he found you? That would be something. Because I have to tell you, and that is in my religion and doctrine, that by nature we are without. We are without God through our fallen Adam. When a mother is delivered, we say congratulations. And that's good. Nothing against it. And especially when the child is healthy, outwardly and so on. But one thing is missed. And the doctor doesn't talk about that. And the nurse. But we as a people of our church, we know that a child cannot enter into that kingdom of God Accept. Come on. Accept what? Accept when it is born again. Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation. And come my people. The Lord speaking to his church of the Old Testament. As speaking to his church of the New Testament. Do we then belong to him? Yeah, you see, you know. When I get house visitation, there's always the question too. There is some introduction, but it comes to that question always. And that has to be. Because at how many places, I mentioned that my God and always that my. But here it is the Lord speaking in the prophecy of Isaiah through that prophet. Come, my people, from whom, but also unto whom. My people is also unto, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. In that respect, then there is here a command, not a request, but the command, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were for a little moment. And it doesn't say how long are that minutes or hours or days, but hide thyself as it were for a little moment. Hiding for what? Because he comes with his judgments. He comes to punish a nation. And I was here an exception. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. When we say unto whom is to his church, but that indignation overpassing them does not overpass the world in the judgments. And it is true, you have also the involvement of God's people in the judgments, but there is yet a distinguishment, congregation. When it says, shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were for a little moment, that is that you have a place to call upon the Lord. And you are not in that room or wherever that is to do nothing, but you are there in that solitary position that there you try to seek the Lord. How are you doing that? There are two ways. First, the Bible, but also prayer. Praying is seeking God. It's speaking to him. And if in that heart has taken place that wonder of regeneration, then you get the same thing as what you read of Paul, that first Saul was his name. And Ananias, he had to go. So you have to look to that boy, but that is... That is very difficult now for him because I stopped him. And Ananias was afraid to go. And the Lord took that away with one statement. Behold, he prayed. Yeah, he prayed his whole life as a Pharisee. Yeah, but the Lord said, now it is different. May I ask that in Pixie Butte, fathers, office bearers, do you pray different as 10 years ago? Because the change becomes visible in their prayer. You shall not hear out of their mouth, I am converted, but you hear it in their prayer. O congregation, I think there is nobody here who is not praying. But may I ask you from this pulpit, and I cannot ask that humble enough, I do not ask, do you pray, but to whom do you pray? Children. How old do you need to be to know the Lord? 30? No. 3. 3 years or even lower? Can you then know the Lord already? Yes. Yes. That is something. Well, that is why the parents and the teachers and the ministers and the elders and deacons are teaching you. May I ask the youth of the congregation, you came out of your bed this morning, was you upon your knees? You have your meal, where you eat, where you work, and it is lunchtime, and you sit at the table, and there are others too. As a dog, they begin to eat, but you say, may I have a moment of silence, please? And if you do that orderly and regular, then they know that. At the beginning and at the end, I know that it is not the first time what I tell you, but I see it in front of me as if it happened yesterday. That was on the shipyard of Pete Smith. Reverend Lemaine mentioned his name in the sermons when he was in Rotterdam South, because many people of the Gereformeerde gemeente were on that yard. And there we had as scaffolders a special place also to eat our bread. And there were some other people who were with us. And we were done, and we went back to the scaffold, and one of that men, he says, do you have a minute? I say, yeah. He says, boy, what you was doing, I did that too when I was young. Keep it, keep it. And that same week he fell from 20 meters on the concrete. That was fatal. Was fatal. Yeah. Prayer. Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation, from whom unto whom. And praying that is unto God. Big tribute. Fathers as priests in your house. Widowers, widows, orphans, confession class, catechism class, teachers. I think there is not one of us who is starting with his meal without prayer. No. But then, of course, unto whom, from whom, but also unto whom. Oh, that is what you need to learn. Praying to the true God. If that has taken place, and you stammer it a little bit, then I feel that here. And I say, that boy, that woman, that man, I shall not say it straight to him or her. But here I know that the change has taken place. And he or she is not longer praying to an unknown God. Do we hear at this moment the value of your prayers and the necessity of your prayers and also the gift of your prayers? Because There is not one of him or herself who is able to pray. That is the work of the third person in man's life. From whom and to whom, but then also toward God honoring and soul saving, and it is given about that shelter for God's kindled indignation. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. That is written in the time of Isaiah, and that's about 600 years before Christ, congregation. So that's quite a long, long time ago. But we have it in our Bibles, and when it is explained to you, then it is so fresh and new, as if it was written yesterday. And then when we say to what God honoring and soul saving, and it is given, that word for, that is the explanation, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. What is Isaiah? You read about his calling very clear. What is he faithful in telling the truth to his people? When we say toward God honoring and soul saving, and it is given, when he comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, then is my question, are we involved in that? Yeah, you say, do you want me to place among them? I am here in the church. I have my Bible. And I have plenty books, which are so important, not only to have them, but to read them. And then, when we say, to what God honoring and soul saving, and it is given. Well, that's seeking shelter. And that is to push more or less, to force, when it says, the earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain, because the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Do you see him coming? Do you feel that coming? Closer and closer by, we all will get a turn, congregation. Nobody will forgotten. And that is now what need to happen in this life. That he comes also to you. That he comes to visit you and to deal with you. How do you know that? You get to know that when in that coming, he shows you the real value of this world and of this life. Then he shows you that you have lost something which is necessary to have, which is something that we cannot miss. And that is now in the bringing up of our young ones, number one, to teach them about what they miss. And we are happy that you are healthy and you have your brains and you have your legs and your hands. It's all blessings. But one thing, my dear child, that isn't there. And it makes more value when you have even something of God upon you. Not in you, but upon you. And that is your baptism. You are distinguished by the three divine names on your forehead. And the confrontation as a baptized young person with this world is more or less a collision. Because what you have on your forehead that need to be brought into your heart, that is the bringing up, school, teachers, parents, and so on, and then church, that is the Lord's dealing with you. A sermon goes to each one who is listening. Do you listen? Do you want to listen? And it has to come to that moment of which you read so nice of Lydia. Often we mention that example as a business lady and what she was doing. But then Paul meeting them, and then while he was speaking, who was also first a persecutor, but stopped by the Lord, then the Bible says the Lord opened her heart. Children. Her heart. I told you that once when I had one of my children with me in the doctor's office, and on that office was a heart. And he on my lap, he says, "What is that?" I said, "It is a heart," a little bit silent. And then he says, "Is that a new heart?" Yeah, that touched me a little bit. And I had not so much conversation in that room. But still I can tell it to him. And Manson, you are sitting here with your heart and for your heart. Not a physical heart only, but a spiritual heart. And that need to be renewed. That need to be renewed. Is that possible? Yes. Yes. How is that possible? Because that is mainly faith is by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. When you come and you take your seat and you hear an elder reading or a minister preaching, then God is busy. Then he brings it out. And now not one minister can bring it in your heart. That was even not possible for Paul or David. But that is the work of the Holy Spirit, the third person. And when that happens, if it happens in church and you come home, then you have to go to a solitary place and there you unburden yourself to that still unknown God. And that is the beginning, that he begins to reveal himself to you. We did visits also in Pixie Butte when it was beginning in the years 90. And I told you more often, there is not one thing so close by the people as house visitation. And you need introduction, not too long. And then to find out, who is he or she in front of me? And there are cases that they are superior in hiding it. I try to find that out. Because my hearers have had the Lord is the beginning, that is the devil also. And he says, you don't talk. You don't talk about it, because it is nothing. And now the one who is visiting, he has also to cope with the devil too. But before he came, he was on his knees and he said, Lord, may we have a meeting that the hearts will be opened. A congregation of Pixie is not a greater thing than you hear one telling his or her beginning. And they knew that you came. And they were on the knees. They say, Lord, I don't know how to word it, but will thou give me the words? And when that happens, then the clock is your enemy. And you say, here is something that was not before. And it is necessary for all of us. Yeah. Not one can miss it. No. No. What is it to die? That is to meet God. And on behalf of him you have your ministers and your elders. Not one is able to bring it where it has to come. But the Lord used them as tools in his hand. Isaiah's command in seeking shelter for God's kindled indignation. And the text says it so clear. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. And that last verse 21 is an explanation of 20. That it is because the word for, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Do you hear that he is coming? Yeah, but you say that is for the inhabitants of the earth and for their iniquity. That is not for church people. You think so? Now you miss the point. Then you miss absolutely the point. When you get to know your iniquity, then you know for whom it is. Then it is not one beside you, but then it is you, yourself. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. When that will happen, congregation, disclose her blood. And it is good if you read the marginal note with it. And what you have at home about the explanation of that text. The earth shall disclose her blood. And that is the earth for their iniquity. That means that for millions is that disclosing work. But that does not go together with the preaching of the gospel. That is just that they shall then know, but too late, that they shall then know that that people had the true doctrine and they were never among them. And you know that situation because you can meet them tomorrow. Oh yeah, you went to church, yeah, I know. But that's enough. Maybe a question or two. Way different life. But are we really so different? Well, outwardly for sure, yeah. But that is not enough. And then at the end, will you then also be with them and they with you? That is to say, yeah, that I am here, I know. But I did not expect you. Thinking about your life, your talk, your walk. So then we understand that with this portion of the Bible, the Lord goes deeper. Behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. People with whom you work every day, they are not on the moon. And their iniquity, you say, I think I have even more than they. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. O congregation, this points to the very end of life and the very end of the world. Do you know what the Bible says? The sea gave the dead that were in her. So then we talk about millions times millions human beings. And among that whole number of people, the Lord has given, and then I can go further than the Reformation, but let me start with the Reformation. In the 1500s, and there came that light over Europe as it had never been before. So often we say to the confession class, read that history of that great, great liberation that the Pope of Rome had to go. And that it is true, God's children were burning on the stakes, but the seed, the blood of the martyrs became the seed of the church. Dare we to realize, dare we to think if it would happen in Alberta, in Canada? Because then in that time they say, oh, you are of that religion, there is your stake. And so you are burning. That's history. That's true. But it was not only a religion in their head, but it was in their heart. Read that song of Luther. Neem goed en bloed ons af. Delf vrouw en kinderen het graf. Het brengt u geen gewin. Wij gaan ten hemel in. En erven koninkrijken. It is difficult to translate a little bit at the moment. And forgive me that I said it in Dutch, but that is also in English. That's the Luther song. And that song, my hearers, that blood of the martyrs that became now the seed for the new church. Now, because of the time, how many sermons are preached to you? Often told you that so many times. I like to read the Bible where I am. And sometimes the Bible speaks without letters, but the way how it is dealt with. That word of God. Do you have such a Bible where your tears are on the pages? Did you have sermons that you came home, you had to go right away to your sleeping room and bow in your knees? Ach, Pixie Butte. Then I may ask you, when we think about the beginning of the congregation, how we had from the first sermon an audience who were listening. And that was not only my experience, but also by visiting ministers. And that is not to flatter you, but that is to say the facts. And then, of course, when you have your house visitations, and it is so great if you are allowed to speak, and you may stammer a few things of that new life, then the elders, when they go, maybe a minister or a deacon with it, they look to one another when they go to the next one. It was good, eh, there? Yeah, it was. It was. It gave me a little hope, because tonight before I left, I was on my knees. I say, Lord, how will it go tonight? Can be sometimes so difficult, but he always comes on his time or to encourage the office bearer. Don't forget it. Ah, brothers, you come on behalf of a triune God. Your sender. Yeah. Reverend Lemijn was in Rotterdam South for a number of years. And he went also through the congregation. And we had the privilege when we lived in Rotterdam for 20 years that often we met at people who were then old but still living. And he wrote one in his letters years ago that he said in that letter, oh, that sight, oh, that sight, oh, that south, oh, that south. Why? Because the Lord had there his church. Epic tribute. That is all what we need to have. Oh, I hope it go well on your farm and your truck, but that is secondary. Did he speak already to you by the scriptures, boys and girls? I have a question to you. Do you know who the Lord Jesus is? Yeah, I said, that's a difficult question, minister. It is, but it is a necessary question. Older youth, how much time is wasted in your electronical world? You shall once have to give an account for every button that you pushed with your finger. Yeah. Oh, may he grant in our families the fear of his holy name. We sing because of the time, Manson. 302. The Lord unto his Christ had said, in glory I enthrone thee. And what follows? 302. Let us take 1 and 3. Beloved congregation, just one question to finish. As you have the ministers in this part of the country, the elders, the deacons, now is the question, is there in your heart a longing to know the contents of the Bible, to know God's people of the Bible? Think about an Abraham, a David, a Paul. The lives are written with much details in the scriptures. But going from these persons to three other persons, and you are before me already with your answer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are three divine persons. I shall never forget what I had years ago in the States, meeting a converted widow. It was my new congregation. Oh, are you the new minister? Are looking to me? And I told you that already, so forgive me that I say it again. She says, I know the Father. I know the Son. And I know the Holy Spirit better as that I know you. And in the discussion that we got after that introduction, it came out that she was not lying. Oh, what a deep respect is then in your heart for your members. Yeah. And that is now what you all need, little children too, yeah. What do you have of that triune God with you? Oh, you see, I know it. I know what you mean. Now, say it. Here, my baptism. That's a good answer. Thank you. That's a good answer. Older youth, do you hear it? That is then a kind of a warning and also a hitherto that you never go into the world for your own desires, but distinguished, separated, and with what you hear at school, by the elders and ministers in the evenings, catechism time, and what you can read yourself, O youth, that are the tools out of the hands of the Lord given to you. And there is competition. There are other books, dangerous ones. There are programs, they kill you, moral, in a moral way. But you have that privilege that you belong to this congregation, that you have not only the baptism, but also the explanation of that baptism. Shall you listen to your teachers? Do you still have a father and mother? Shall you obey them? And parents, it is not easy. No, not easy. You better say it is impossible. That's true. But what is impossible with man, that is possible with God. And often I told you that once a boy that was then the marriage, they had to go and to say thanks for everything to the parents. Yeah, you do that, eh? And now, and that father, he says, "Jongen, you know it." And that goes back to that baptism. There you promised to bring them up in that the four sad doctrines. Oh, fathers and mothers, are you free of your children? I make it still closer. Are you married? Are you free of him? Are you free of her? Is it going so deep? Yes, yes. But when you may know the Lord, then is the effect and the fruit always that you love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, but it is such a great thing when the door goes open in that valley of Acre. And that cry says, "I am the door." It is a statement of one of God's children. Before the knowledge of the second person, it can still go into two directions, and that is true congregation. But where he has revealed himself, then it is no more possible. And then they receive a foundation under their feet. Oh, could I give it you? Could I give it you? I told you so often when we started here out of Lethbridge how we were so surprised as consistory how many there were, and they over there the same. What is that? That is the desire for the truth. That is the longing for the sound preaching, and that is what we have to do. But one thing we cannot, to bring it in your heart. But there is a Holy Ghost who is able to do that. Shall you apply to him? Oh, but it is so great if we get the beginning of that new spiritual life. Therefore seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be added unto you. And then the Lord can use a minister as a tool. He can use an elder. He can use a fellow member. But in general congregation, he is using the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And the King James is a very good translation out of the Hebrew and the Greek language. It's a very nice translation. Oh, I have to close. I could not bring it further than your ear, which he gave to do, but it has to come in your heart. Let that now be your prayer, and also my prayer. And Church of God, what a wondering. Not only the beginning, but also the continuation. That means that is also a finishing. And then you go to a place where no inhabitant will say, "I am sick." There you shall meet the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the Church triumphant. Amen. Lord, so from our side is it just a stammering. But will thou use then that stammering of this morning? We have not to complain about the attendance and the attention, but we cannot bring it where it has to come. Oh, look upon the congregation, from the youngest to the oldest, and help the brothers, elders, and deacons. Give them unity and humility when they have their meetings, and that they may speak sometimes the one to the other about what they have found on that field of Boaz. There we see that widow, original not of Israel, but became one of the mothers of thy dear son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, every day we are a step closer to be with that triune God and with the church triumphant. And that they shall be there forever. That has no end. Wilt thou then convert us all? And that for him who was at the right hand of thee the Father, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is 441. 441, because of the time we take 1 and 3. Thy land, O Lord, the heathen have invaded, and incline thine ear to all in bondage sighing. So 1 and 3 of 441, and then the extra collection today is for disaster fund designated for the Rock Valley flood relief, and that the consistory wishes to announce the following things, the Lord willing. Reverend E. C. Adams has declined to call to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. There will be a midweek service this coming Thursday evening, July 4, at 7:30 p.m. in the commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the Pixie Butte congregation. 441, 1 and 3.
Thank you.
Receive now the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.